Yeah, but the Lord knowed because he didn't give me nothing to preach. So we will be doing the Lord's Supper, and then as we're trying to get some different traditions, I guess you'd say, since COVID, post-COVID, we're going to be having a singing, is what we call them, down where I'm from. But we got some folks that's going to be singing for us, and we're going to begin that with our praise, ladies of praise tonight. And but before we do, it's good to be with you. I'm thankful for you coming out tonight. We do want to continue to pray for Brother Danny and Brother Mr. Leonard, and then also Chuck, as he's forgot his last name again. Sturgill, as he's dealing with heart issues, is he? Continue to pray for him and Miss Kim. Any other prayer needs to open up with tonight? If you're watching by Facebook or listening by the radio, it's going to be a little bit different, but I do believe you'll be blessed tonight. So, yes, brother. Yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We'll continue to pray for brother, for them. And then praise God for our visitors this morning. Thankful to have them and a sweet spirit in here today. Thankful for that. But you know where the Spirit of God is moving, the devil is also fighting. And we've had a wonderful weekend here between the youth revival, the Fan of the Flames, and the service this morning and the beautiful singing that we're going to have tonight. But always know that where there's light, the darkness is waging war. All right, let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, blessed be your name. And Heavenly Father, Lord, though we don't understand you fully, Lord, your majesty and your righteousness and your holiness is beyond our understanding, so much so that we can't even look on it with our eyes or enter into its your presence with our being as we are. But God, we want to worship you in truth. We want to lift up your name. We want to make much of our Savior and our Lord and our Creator. So tonight, God, we come together. I ask you to forgive me of my sins, of my shortcomings. I pray, God, that your Spirit be here as we recognize and come to your table. And as we sing praises unto you, God, you know these needs. As we think of Chuck, we think of Brother Danny, we think of Mr. Leonard, God, and there's many others that are in the same shoes. We thank you for Mr. Williams doing good through his procedure, and we pray for his precious wife as she begins her therapy. But God, in all things, you do what you do, because you're God and we're not. In everything you do right. And so, God, we praise you, we worship you, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, ladies.
Good evening. I can look up this one. That's fine. The song that we're singing this evening, it actually touches on the message that the pastor preached on Easter Sunday evening and then the next Sunday. So I feel like this has been a song that has touched our hearts as we've been preparing on this. And your messages through that has encouraged us. So pray for us as we're a little nervous. We are singing The Commission. To believe, I have faith that you will do greater things. It's my time to go, but before I leave, go tell the world about me. I was dead, but now I live. I've got
goodbye is not the end. Don't forget the things that I've taught you. I've conquered death and I hold the key. Where I go, you will go to someday. But there's much to do here before you leave. So go tell the world about me. I was dead, but now I live. I've gotta go now for a little while. Goodbye is not the end of the journey, the end of the road. My spirit is with you wherever you go. You have a purpose. I have a plan. I'll make you this promise to come back again. But until then, go tell the world about me. I was dead, but now I live. Oh, I've gotta go now for a little. Goodbye is not the end. Go tell them about me. Go tell the world. I've got to go. Go tell the world. Wow. Goodbye is not the end.
As long as we partake of it, we do show forth the Lord's death and return until he comes again. So at this time, I want to ask our gentlemen if they would to come and uncover the Lord's Supper for us. And you know, it's an honor to come to the Lord's table because it's not our table. And we don't have the right to invite or to allow anyone to come to this table. It's his. Built upon the Passover, the promise of the sacrifice, the promise of the one that would come to deliver us from sin and death and from the power of the slave master, the one that's taking control. And then it's looking ahead to the wedding feast. As we look to the day that we, the bride of Christ, the church, are there with our groom, and everything that he's promised has come to be a reality. And I was sitting with Lexi and John tonight, and we were doing a little bit of talking and stuff, and we were talking about the meal, and we were talking about everything there, and about the wedding and all that's going to happen. And I told them, I said, there's going to be something. And it's nothing you're going to plan for probably or look at, but there's going to be something, and you and your groom and you and your bride will be lost in one another. You're not going to remember most people that's there. You're not going to remember the words, what you say. All you're going to remember is it's going to be about you and your beloved. And that's why I even try to give them a copy of the vows that they make. That way at least they can be reminded, you know, but... Man, isn't that an awesome thing to think about? There's going to be a day that we just get lost in Christ. We just, in who he is and how he loves us and how we love him. And that's what we're looking ahead to right now. And what we're looking back to is how he expressed that love. And tonight we're thankful to be together. We're thankful for Brother Ken and Brother Frank that are going to kindly do the service so that we can, as deacons, you can kindly just enjoy being a part of it. So let's go to the Lord. I want to read to you out of John chapter 6, verse 32 through 34. Jesus said unto them, Truly I tell you, Moses did not give you the bread of heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the one, capital O, who comes down from heaven and will give his life for the world. Then they said, Sir, give us this bread always. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. No one who comes to me will ever hunger. No one who believes in me will ever thirst again. But as I have told you, you have seen me, and still yet you do not believe. Everyone the Father gives to me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will never cast out. For I have come down from heaven not to do mine own will, but to do the will of him who sent me. This is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose none of those he has given me, but should raise them up in the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who see his Son and believes on him will have eternal life, and he will raise them up in the last day. And as we talked about this morning, it's not a hope so salvation. We can know, you can know, and if you don't tonight, praise God, we'll stop what we're doing right now just to let you know. If you're watching by Facebook and you're listening on the radio, the Bible simply says this, believe in your heart, confess with your mouth, and thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes, and with the mouth confession is made. This alone, the Lord's Supper, along with the baptism, are the two ordinances that we as Baptists hold fast to, not because we believe that they are a bringer or a cause for salvation, but they are evidence of salvation. It's because he saved us we are baptized. It's because he has forgiven us of our sins that we come to his table. But we're warned over, if you remember, in the book of Corinthians, that there is an order and a way, an attitude that we're to come to his table with. And it's not flippantly, it's not arrogantly, it's not pridefully, but it's humbly. The Bible teaches us this. I'm not going to read it all, but the Bible tells us this, that we can come unworthy to the table. Now, we know that none of us are worthy. None of us, anything that we've ever done, qualifies us to be at this table, his table. But we can come with an attitude or a heart of unworthiness. One is if we have a favorite sin in our life that we think that God... Well, it may be wrong for everybody else, but for us, it's okay. Maybe it's a relationship with someone, maybe a part of our church body, or maybe another Christian outside of our church body that needs to be made right. You remember, the Bible tells us this, if we have aught with our brother, you leave the gift at the altar, you go make that right, and then you come back. Maybe it's an attitude in our heart tonight. But we are told by Paul that there were those at the church at Corinth that were sick, some even dead, because coming to the table with the wrong attitude. And so before we have our prayer and we partake, I do want us to give a few moments silence. The altar is open, and we can just ask the Holy Spirit to search our hearts, search our minds, and that as we come to his table, though not perfect, we come in the right heart and the right attitude. Brother, I'm going to ask if you would to come and just lead us in prayer as we prepare our hearts tonight.
Let's pray. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we do come before you as a humble people, Lord, appreciative of the gift of salvation, Lord, that comes through your Son, Jesus Christ. And we pray, Lord, that you just steady our hearts, focus our minds, Lord, and just help us to freely praise you this evening, Lord, as we participate in communion service. We're so grateful to be here, Lord. We're so grateful for the death, the burial, and the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord, that he took on all of our sin, Lord, that we can have that relationship with you, Lord. And we are grateful for that and humbled by that gift and by that sacrifice, Lord. And tonight, Lord, we just praise you for who you are. We praise you, we take solace, Lord, in knowing that you're in control and that you've always been in control. And we're thankful for that, Lord. And once again, we thank you, Lord, that we can have an individual relationship with you, because that's what you ask for, Lord. That's what you created in the Garden of Eden, is just to have a relationship with Adam and Eve, Lord, and that you came and just wanted to walk with them and have that relationship. And we're so grateful we can do that today. In Jesus' name and for his sake, we do pray. Amen.
Amen. The Bible teaches us that Christ gathered with his apostles the night of his arrest, and building on the Passover meal, they came to a portion to where he initiated the new covenant in his blood, with the bread representing his body and the wine representing his blood. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 and following, Paul tells us, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had gave thanks, he broke it and said, Take and eat, for this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Brother Ken, would you come and lead us over the bread, and then y'all can pass it out to the people.
As we humbly bow, I just want to thank you, Father, for the gift of your Son, for the remission of our sins, that the plan that you put together years ago.
Yes,
and
Jesus.
And we just can't thank you enough. Just thank you for the opportunity for this recreation of what would happen many years ago, and just put your blessings upon this token of bread and juice that we're about to drink, and just always keep it in your heart, keep you in our hearts, and we just thank you, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
As the bread's being handed out, be thinking about the children of Israel in the wilderness. You know, the manna which fell from heaven, the bread of heaven, which they first thought was the bread of heaven, it was what carried them through the wilderness. It was the substance, the vitamins, the nutrition that gave them the ability to continue on where most could not and would not. And that's what the body of Christ is doing for us tonight. It is broken, beaten, and bruised. But because of that bread, when we take him and allow him to come into our life, he carries us through not only this life, but through all of eternity. The substance, the nutrition, all that we need to have life, not just simply on this earth, but for an eternal life with him. I hear those lids coming off. And so much has changed since COVID, ain't it? But not our Lord. Not our Lord. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. You need one? In John chapter 6, verse 51, where Jesus told the people there, "I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eat this bread, they shall live forever. And the bread that I give is my flesh, which I give for the whole world." The broken, bruised, and battle-scarred body of Jesus Christ. Let us eat. It tells us, having
past ate of the bread, then the cup of wine went around. 1 Corinthians 11:25 says, after the same manner he took the cup, and when he had supped, he said, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. Let's go to the Lord in prayer and ask to bless the cup. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, in Jesus' name, I thank you for this night. And again, I thank you for the forgiveness of sin. I thank you for your promises. I thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you were willing to take our cup of punishment. Not wanting to, but willing to. And Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for the blood that was spilt. I thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you allowed the blood to cover my sins and to remove the stains. Heavenly Father, Lord, in my mind tonight, the song is still the blood continues in my mind. And so, God, as we come together, we thank you for the cup. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for Jesus. We ask you to bless this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22 says, almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. The precious blood that was spilt to cleanse me of my sins and to find the forgiveness of our Creator. Let us drink. Thank y'all. Usually we would close out with a blessed be the tithe here, but we've got some more singing that's going to be going on. And so maybe you didn't come with a song in our heart or in your heart, but as you've been here, maybe the Lord's give you one. So do we have the sign-up sheet? Where, do we have it? Who's? Will you grab it for me, please, sister? Who's here to sing? Raise your hand. Really? So, who am I going to call on to sing then? Colby? Hey, Colby. Yeah, boom, boom, boom. Hey, I will say this. Thank you for the compliments on Maddie and Talmadge and for Virginia and Katie this morning. They did do a wonderful job. Men with guitars, my boy, he'll play guitar with anybody, any man, and I hope y'all rally around him and play with him, because he wants to have a guitar-picking group around here with you. So get your guitars out and go to town. Nobody else on it? Okay. No. If I can find the words to Steal the Blood, I'd like to sing that one a cappella if we have to. Let's see if I can find it. Anybody got a hymn on your heart? I don't know if I remember the tune to It Steal the Blood. Without him? Amen. All right, we can do them if our gal knows them, and if we don't, we'll do them a cappella. Come on, a brother, song leader. Think of the ones that you remember. 300.
Be number 300 in your hymnal.
Thank you.
135. Let's see. Ernestine, that would be nothing but the blood of Jesus. Send the light.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you what, I can tell that what I saw this morning is going to be less and less with my children, you know, as they're getting older and growing up. And I'm just thankful that I was able to see it, able to be a part of it. Thankful for Friday night. Being a part, over 100 gathered here. And sweet spirit. God introduced me to some wonderful, genuine men of God, women of God, young men and young women. Thankful for that and looking forward to what He's got in store. Oh my goodness, it's amazing, wasn't it? Well, it was interwoven. I mean, it was just amazing. And I'd really struggled with the sermon. I knew the topic, but getting it structure-wise was very difficult. And the Lord just brought it all together. Once I wandered in sin's black night, there was no way to make my wrongs right. Then the old accuser to the Lord did cry, He is a sinner, and now He must die. Then I heard a voice say, Father, I'll go, I'll pay sin's debt with Calvary's flow. I'll bear in my body the marks of the cross to save this child who is sin sick and lost. And it's still the blood that saves from sin. It's still the blood that cleanses within. From the highest star in heaven to the depths of the sea, it is still the blood of Jesus that brings victory to me. There are those who rely on works that they do, and some men count on the times they've prayed through. But when the battle is over and the victory is won, I'll go through the blood of the Father's own Son. And it's still the blood that saves from sin. It's still the blood that cleanses within. From the highest star in heaven
To the depths of the sea, it is still the blood of Jesus that brings victory to me. Thank you for the blood. Amen. Any other praise reports or testimonies? Any prayer needs tonight before we close out? Or 1L Philip. Sister Renee Chesser is going to be having surgery on May the 30th on her knee. So be praying for her as well. Anyone else? How's Miss Sonia? Miss Rogers? How's she doing? Good, good. Any other prayer needs? Anyone else? We will, Sister Lexi. How many of us have it unspoken tonight? How many of you have had a prayer answered that you never told anybody else about, and God answered it? Isn't that awesome? Any other prayer needs? Brother J.C., if you would, come and lead us over these prayers and just pray the blessings and coverage of the Lord on us as we go through our week, if you would.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, kind, gracious, Heavenly Father, thank you for another opportunity to be in your house. Thank you, Lord, for the singing we heard tonight. It seemed like just that, all that was just so heartfelt. I appreciate being able to be here and hear it, Lord. Thank you so much for everything you do for us. Lord, we ask you to be with each and every prayer need tonight that was mentioned. I know everyone has unspoken requests as well, Lord, and we ask you to please look at those as well. You know what we need, Lord. We thank you so much for everything you do for us. Lord, be with our country, be with our leaders. We also ask you, Lord, to be with our school kids. They're facing a difficult time. We ask you to be with them, Lord. Thank you so much for everything you do. Be with our WANA program. We love you and we appreciate you. And we ask you to go with us until we come back. In Jesus' holy and precious name, amen.
Amen. Don't forget to check out the holy taters out there, or whatever they called them, the painted taters. I think it was tater painting night tonight. I know one of them was called smoking tater, I think. I got a friend, that's his nickname, Tater.